Hi everyone. This is a follow-up question to the gaslighting podcast that went out in the recent newsletter. Thank you for this podcast, Claire. I'm not sure how I missed it. My sister has recently gaslit me more than once and has now ghosted me. She did pull me in originally until I stepped back and realized. But now there's silence because she won't talk to me, saying it stresses her out. So I feel stuck. Yes, I did want something from this other person, and now I must not. Am I looking for where I am doing this or have done this in some area of my life, please? Thank you. Well, yeah, so really this is a question about a difficult relationship, isn't it? And maybe all of us have our own versions of this. And it's heartbreaking, isn't it? Really heartbreaking, the people that we so desperately want to be close to have a good, strong, supportive relationship with. Yeah, we feel such a lack and a void in our life where that's not happening. And so there's a feeling of desperation to try to make the relationship okay. We really want to. But how can we? And so the listener's saying, am I looking for where I am doing this? In other words, gaslighting or ghosting in some area of my life, please. Because that is one of the seven steps that we recommend when relationships are difficult to see what our equivalent is of this person's behavior that is so upsetting for us. So yes, the where there is something that we want from someone else. And we want a very different type of relationship than the one that we have. And the other person is pulling away from us or gaslighting us or ghosting us or ignoring us. The really big question is, what do we do? And I think, I really think any relationships where there is struggle and resentment have to be the portals in our life in which we consider that what we are wanting isn't really the other person. It is, they are symbolic of something that it might be representative of the past. It might be representative of our own sense of lack or incompleteness. It might be where it looks like a good relationship with that person will transform something for us, make us feel differently, give us a peace or a happiness that we're looking for. And all of these reflections are moments in which we can consider that for the moment, at least, just for the moment, it's not the case that we're in a relationship with that other person. You know, the person that we're trying to get closer to or to have in our lives or to change their behavior, they for the moment they are a symbol rather than a reality. And the me that is craving the reinstatement of this relationship isn't what I really am. It is the collection of beliefs and wounds and losses and traumas and beliefs that is a conditioned belief system which is in operation which is creating a sense of desperation and fears of the future, shames of the past, anxiety, thoughts of depression, that it's coming from that conditioned belief system. And the suffering looks like it's happening because this person isn't in our life. But really, and this is so hard to see when the mind is lost in the midst of it, but the suffering is saying, right now, reality is not in operation. Right now, this is a ongoing replication of past wounds, playing out over and over, re-traumatizing the system, reconfirming this sense of lack and loss and incompleteness. And as long as the mind remains in lost identification as though this is reality, as though this is really me, and it's really that other person that is being dealt with right now, as long as the mind remains lost in that, the ongoing projection, that cyclical reappearance of old wounds in the form of current reality is just going to keep embedding that conviction of lack. So the suffering, and the more intense the suffering is, the louder it is, the more of a neon flashing sign in our eyes saying, slow down here, really slow down, because all that's happening is a opportunity to slow, to see those patterns of pain in action, to see that it's not really about the other person, not really, to see that it's not really us, that's not what we are, this collection of wounds and traumas. All of it is saying just let the mind settle, let the mind exit this desperate chase and just observe the feelings, you know, right down into the body, that the enormously visceral reaction that we have from the actions of these people. But that's not the reality that's going on now. It just really, really looks like it. So I would say that state of wanting, that desperate state of seeking, really, because it looks like somehow through this other person we will find our happiness, that state is information about the current chaos of the system. And really the invitation is to see right now what we are is pure presence, pure intelligence. We are love, we are unconditional love. The other person doesn't have to behave in any particular way. They don't have to change what they're doing or saying. We love them. We can really acknowledge that. I mean, that already is such sanity, to acknowledge that we love them. They don't have to change. And so we just leave them be, let them be as they are. Love them with all our hearts. Recognize that what we are is the pure presence in which all of this is happening. Feel what's going on in the body, because though that's the unresolved pain of the past. And now there's a mind-body system that is sane. Awesome. Awesome. And that's enough. Yeah, because we cannot change someone else. We can only get sane ourselves, and that's enough, really enough. So, darling, I really recognize the distress in this, and the distress is saying this is an invitation to truth, to the love that you are. And that's our breakthrough. That's our transformation. And it doesn't have anything to do with anyone else. Yeah. Thank you, Angel. So much love to you. Bye.